It's a delight to be with you again here at Christ Gospel Church.
能够来到基督福音堂，真是我的荣幸，再一次能够来。
So far as I know, this is the last time I will be with you.
据我所知，这可能是最后一次来到这里。
And so it's appropriate on my last time with you that I speak to you about the last things.
所以我最后一次跟大家同在，我就要讲末了的事。
And we're going to talk tonight about the first thing, about last things.
好，今天我们要看末世需要先知道。
In America today, it's not cool to be too serious.
在美国这个环境啊，你太严肃的话，就别人就认为这个不太恰当。
People are against being too weighty or heavy or solemn.
People
are against being too weighty.
如果你太严肃了，如果你太一本正经，别人就会对你不满意。
Americans have the saying "lighten up."
美国人有那么一句话，放松点，放松点。
And they mean "don't be so serious."
他们意思说别那么一本正经了。
Take life easy.
你要放松，及时行乐，你就
I'm not sure that you Chinese have the same problem as we Americans.
我不知道中国人是否跟美国人有同样的问题啊。
But this is the way Americans are.
这是美国人的想法啊。
But tonight we're going to take up a subject that is unavoidably serious.
但是今天晚上我们要查考一个非常严肃的题目，一个不可避免的主题。
Paul addresses a subject that is very serious in Romans 2:1 to 16.
在罗马书第二章一到十六节，保罗论到一个非常严肃的话题。
And that is the subject, the solemn subject of the final judgment.
这就是末日审判这个极其叫人毛骨悚然的话题。
The theme of Romans 2:1 to 16 is the day of judgment.
罗马书第二章一到十六节的主旨就是审判之日。
And we need to begin by reading that passage.
好，我们开始就来读这一段经文。我们大家一起来读。你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人？就在什么事上定自己的罪，因你这论断人的，自己所行的却和别人一样。我们知道，这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。你这个人呐，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐？不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢，你竟认着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积蓄愤怒，以致神震怒，显出他公义审判的日子来到，他必照个人的行为报应个人。凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀、尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他们，将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希利人，却将荣耀尊贵平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神不偏待人，凡没有律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡，凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。原来在神面前，不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非， 就在神借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
So let me preview where we're going tonight.
好，首先让我来做一个引言。
The theme of this passage that we just read is the nature of God's final judgment.
好，这段我们刚刚读的经文的主旨是上帝末日审判的本质是什么？
What will the final judgment be?
最后的审判会是什么样的？
What will the final judgment be like?
末日的审判会像什么样的？
According to Paul, it will have six characteristics.
根据保罗使徒有六个特征。
It will be real.
首先，这是个真实的审判。
It will be universal.
第二，是个普世性的审判。
It will be eternal.
第三，这是永远的审判。
It will be impartial.
第四是没有偏见公正的审判。
It will be behavioral.
第五是按照个人的行为要审判个人。
And it will be dual.
最后也是双重性的审判。
We'll take these six things one at a time.
我们会一一的看这六点。
It will be real.
好，首先这是个真实的审判。
And what I mean by saying this is that Paul is talking about a judgment that will really take place.
哦，我的意思就是保罗这里所讲的一个审判是真正会发生的一个实际的审判。
The judgment in view here is not hypothetical.
他所讲的审判不是一个假设性的而已。
That is to say, Paul isn't saying, here is what God would do if he judged men according to what they deserve.
换言之啊，保罗不是在说，如果神叫人罪有应得的话，他就会怎么样怎么样做假设，不是假设的。
Some have taught this hypothetical view of this judgment, fearing that it would contradict salvation by grace to say that it's a real judgment.
有人怕哦。这个审判会否认，会否定得救是本乎恩典，他就把末日审判呢当成一个假想，一个设想而已。
But this is a judgment which will occur when Christ comes back.
但是当基督再来的时候，这个审判的确会临到世界。
Look at Romans 2:16.
看看罗马书第二章的十六节，圣经说。
Paul does not conclude by saying, but all this is not real, it's just hypothetical.
保罗最后的结论不是啊，我讲的这一切不过是一个假设而已，不是真的，没有。
No, this is a real judgment.
不，他说这是真实的审判。
On the day when according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus.
在神借着基督耶稣审判人隐秘的事的日子，照着我的福音所言，一定会来到的。
There will really be a day.
真的有那么个那么一个日子。
When according to the gospel of Christ.
根据耶稣基督的福音。
Through Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督。
God will reveal and expose the secrets of men.
神会显露人心隐秘的事，而且要审判。
And the rest of the New Testament speaks of this frequently.
哦，圣经新约其他的部分也提到这个审判。
This same judgment is mentioned in Matthew 16:27.
在马太福音十六章二十七节也提到这同样的审判。
For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he will then repay every man according to his deeds.
人子就是耶稣，要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临。那时候，他要照着个人的行为报应个人。
Matthew 25:31-46 is also important.
马太第二十五章三十一到四十六节也非常重要。
It teaches a judgment that will take place at Christ's second coming.
这一段经文教导我们在基督第二次再来的时候呢，会有一个审判。
Matthew 25:31 says, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory."
哦，当这里讲到当人子在他荣耀里头同着众天使来的时候，降临的时候。
And this judgment in Matthew 25:31 will be according to works.
好，这个审判啊，马太第二十五章是按着个人的行为受审判的。
Verses 34 to 36 speak of these works.
34到46节。
Just 34 to 36.
34, right here.
Yeah.
34, 30.
34
到36节呢讲到这些工作按着个人什么样的行为啊 Should we read it?
Yes,
read, 我们读34到36节啊于是王就天国王要向那右边的说你们这蒙我父赐福的可来承受那在创世以来为你们所预备的国因为我饿了你们给我吃渴了你们给我喝我做客旅你们留我住我赤身露体你们给我穿我病了你们来看顾我我在监里你们来看我 OK
And verses 41 to 43 speak of these works as well with the wicked
41到43节也讲到那些恶人的行为、啊、是什么样的行为呢我们看看王又要向那左边的说你们这被咒诅的人离开我进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去因为我饿了你们不给我吃渴了你们不给我喝我做客旅你们不留我住我赤身裸体你们不给我穿我病了我在监里你们不来看顾我
This is a real judgment
这是一个实实在在的审判
And Jesus is really judging men
耶稣基督是真正在审判人类
According to their works.
按照个人的行为报应个人。
Now, there are two possible responses to this teaching.
当我们听到这样的教导的时候，有两个可能的回应。
That there will be an actual judgment according to works at Christ's second coming.
在基督二次再来的时候，有一个按照个人行为的真实的审判，有两个回应。
I want to speak to these two possible responses.
我要讲论这两个可能的回应啊。
Some of you see no problem.
有些人看到这样审判觉得不成问题啊。
And that's a problem.
那就有问题了。
Some of you see a problem.
有些人看到这样审判认为哇这是个大问题耶。
And you're waiting for me to explain the problem away.
你等着我呢，把这个问题解决掉。
To tell you that we're really not going to be judged according to works.
你要我告诉你，我们不会按着个人的行为受审判的。
It's all going to be by grace and no works.
一切都是靠恩典，不是靠行为吗？
We do have to explain.How the judgment by works is consistent with salvation by grace.
是我们必须要解释啊，按照行为的审判和得救是本乎恩典，这两者如何协调？我们不能忽视这个问题啊。
We have to explain it.
我们必须要解释清楚。
But we must not explain it away.
但我们不能够不把它当回事儿。
But I'm going to do this at the end of the message.
这篇信息的末了的时候，我会稍微解释这一点啊。
For now, we simply have to realize.
但现在我们必须要明白。
That this judgment according to works.
这个按行为的审判啊。
Of which Paul speaks.
是保罗所讲到的这个审判。
Is a real judgment.
是一个真实的审判，不是
开玩笑。That is really coming.
真的会来到。
And you will really be there.
你也会在场的，当时没有一个逃脱的了。
This judgment is also universal.
好，第二，这个审判也是普世性的审判。
And you can see the tremendous emphasis on this in what Paul says in Romans 2:6-15.
你可以在罗马书第二章六到十五节看到他对审判的普世性的再三的强调。
This judgment will include.
这个审判包括了。
All good people and all bad people.
所有的义人跟所有的恶人都包括在内。
Those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory.
那些借着忍耐寻求荣耀尊贵。
And those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth.
还有那些自私的那些不寻求不遵行真理的人。
All good people are coming to this judgment.
所有的义人会来到这审判台前。
And all bad people are coming to this judgment.
同时，恶人也会来到审判台前，都要受审判。
There's not one judgment for Christians, and another judgment for people who aren't Christians.
不会有一个对基督徒的审判，另外一个对非基督徒的，不是的。
All come to this judgment.
所有的人都要来。
And it includes all Jewish people and all non-Jewish people.
也包括了所有的犹太人跟所有的非犹太人，就是外邦人。
Paul says that God will judge the Jew first.
神说他会先审判犹太人。
But also the Gentiles.
同时外邦人也会受审判。
All Jews will be there.
所有的犹太人会在场。
And all Americans will be there.
美国人会在场。
And all Chinese will be there.
中国人也会在场。
All nations will come to this judgment.
所有的国度、列邦、列国都会来到主的审判台前。
Matthew 25:32. All the nations come before the great king.
马太25:32讲到，万国都要来到王的面前受审判。
And all living people and dead people will be there.
所有的活人跟所有的死掉的人都会来。
Now you might say, where does the passage say that?
你说哪里圣经哪里讲到啊？
But if you look at the passage and read it carefully, you will see this.
但如果你好好看马太二十五章，好好读它，你会发现会的。
Paul says that all the people who, while he was alive, were doing good will be there.
啊，保罗说，当那些人当他活着的时候，在行善的人会到场。
And he says that all the people of his own generation who were doing evil will be there.
他说他那个时代的所有作恶的人也会在场。
But all those people are dead.
但这些人当时已经死了，现在已经死了。
And yet they're going to come to the judgment.
但有一天他们会来到审判台前。
So we learn from this that all the dead will rise and come to this judgment.
所以从此我们可以学到，所有的死人都要复活，来到他的审判台前受审。
And all those who are living at the end of time will rise and come to this judgment.
在末世仍然活着的人也要起来进入这个审判。
As I said, Matthew 25:32 says that all the nations will be gathered before the great King Jesus.
正如我已经说了，马太二十五章三十二节说，万民都要聚集在他面前受审判。
And there will be no escape from this judgment.
没有一个人幸免，没有一个人能够逃脱的。
And John 5 says that all will be there.
约翰福音第五章也讲到，所有的人也都要来到他面前受审判。
All who are in the tombs will hear his voice.
所有在坟墓的人都要听见他的声音。
They will come forth.
他们就会出来。
Those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life.
行善的复活得永生。
And those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment.
作恶的也要复活被定罪。
And we memorized Acts 17:31 tonight, didn't we?
我们今天刚刚背了《使徒行传》十七章三十一节，对不对？
Which says he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness.
这里说的，他已经定了日子，借着他所设立要审判天下，按公义审判世界所有的人。
The time is coming.
那日子就要来到了。
When God will erect a throne.
当神树立他的宝座。
And his son Jesus Christ will sit on it.
他的儿子耶稣基督会坐在这宝座上。
And every last member of the human race who has ever lived will stand before that throne.
有史以来，人类历史上所有活过的人都要站在他的审判台前。
This judgment will be universal.
这是一个普世性的审判。
And this judgment will be eternal.
第三，这审判也是永远的审判。
That is to say, it will be eternal in its consequences.
换言之，这个审判的结果是有永远的后果的。
The results or consequences of this judgment last forever.
审判的后果会持续到永永远远。
The rewards and punishments mentioned in this passage refer to the final and eternal condition of men.
这段经文里头所提到的赏赐与刑罚，指的是人类终极的跟永远的那境况。
Romans 2:5-10 speaks of this.
罗马书第二章的五到十节论到这个永远的审判。
It speaks of the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
讲到神的愤怒、震怒，显出他公义审判的日子。
And it speaks of the righteous receiving glory, honor, immortality, and eternal life.
也论到那义人要受得到尊贵 不能朽坏的福永生还有永生。
And it speaks of the wrath and indignation of God against the wicked.
也论到那些恶人要受到神的愤怒和恼恨。
And the tribulation and distress they will experience.
还有他们会经历到那患难困苦审判。
And then it speaks of the glory and honor and peace that the righteous will receive.
又论到义人会得到的荣耀尊贵和平安。
These consequences are eternal life or eternal punishment.
这最后的结局是要不就是永生要不就是 永刑刑罚的刑。
And of course, this is what Matthew 25:46 says, isn't it?
这就是马太二十五章四十六节所说的，对不对？
How does the judgment of the great shepherd of the sheep in Matthew 25 end?
哦，这马太二十五章那位牧者对这些羊群的审判会如何的最终的结局呢？
It ends either in eternal punishment.
好，要不就进到永远的刑罚里去。
Or an eternal life.
要不就进入永远的生命里去。
The results or consequences of this judgment are eternal.
这审判最后的结局会持续到永远的。
The verdict of God in that day of judgment can never be overturned.
神所最后的断案不能够再翻案。
The sentence can never be commuted.
他所定的案不能再反悔了。
Those condemned at that judgment can never be pardoned.
那些被定罪的人永远不能得赦免了。
And those who are declared righteous by God can never come in to sin or misery again.
而那些被神所称义的也永远不会再犯罪，不会再受审判了。
Now we learn some things about prophecy from these first three points.
从这个头三点，我们学到一些有关预言的事情。
We've seen that the judgment is real.
哦，第一，我们看到这个审判是实在的、真实的。
And occurs when Jesus returns.
会在基督第二次降临的时候，这个审判就会面对，就会发生。
We've seen that this judgment is universal.
哦，第二，我们看到这个审判也是普世性的。
Involving all men who have ever lived.
所有活过的人都要面对这个审判。
And we have seen that this judgment is eternal.
我们又看到这个审判是永恒的。
Its consequences last forever.
因为它的后果会持续到永永远远。
And if all that is true.
如果这些都是真的话，都是事实的话。
Then one of the clearest teachings of the New Testament is.
那么新约预言中一个最清楚的教训就是
One of the clearest parts of the prophecy of the New Testament is
新约预言中一个很清楚的教训就是
That there will be a universal judgment
会将来会有一个普世性的审判
With eternal consequences
会带来持续到永远的结果
At Christ's second coming
这个审判会在基督二次再来的时候发生
Now, if this is true, a number of consequences for prophecy follow.
如果这是真的话，那么圣经预言的有几个后果也就会也很自然会有这些后果。
Our beliefs about prophecy must make peace with this great teaching.
我们对关乎将来的末日的预言，我们必须要接受这些。
Our beliefs about prophecy must bow down to this great teaching.
任何关乎末日的预言必须要顺服，也要接受这些教训，有关末日审判的教训。
The first thing about the last things is that there will be a general judgment at Christ's second coming.
关乎末日的，我们需要首先知道的就是，到那个日子一定会有一个审判。
What does this mean then?
这个意味着什么呢?
This teaching is contrary to the idea that anyone has a second chance to be saved after Christ comes back.
既然如此呢, 这个教训跟基督再来以后还有第二次的机会这样的教导是违背的，是抵触的，是矛盾的。
There is no salvation for anyone after Christ returns.
基督再来之后就没有第二次机会了，任何人都没机会了。
And in fact, there is no salvation for anyone after they die.
其实人死了之后就没机会了。
It's appointed unto men once to die.
神已经定了有一次要死。
And after this, the judgment.
死后且有审判。
When we die,
当我们死的时候。
We go either to heaven,
我们要不就去天上
and or to hell,
要不就下地狱
and the New Testament teaches that hell is a prison from which there is no escape.
新约教导我们，地狱是一个监牢啊，灵魂的监牢，永远出不去的，无期徒刑。
This idea of the general judgment is also contrary to the idea of a long program of judgments.
好，圣经的教导呢，也与一个长期审判的程序、很长的程序的教导也是违背矛盾的。
When I was your age, you young people,
当我还像你们一样年轻的时候，想当年
，I was taught that there are many judgments coming.
有人教导我，哦，有很多不同的审判，这个审判、那个审判，一个很长的过程。
A judgment at Christ's second coming.
在基督第二次再来的时候，
A judgment after the millennium.
然后这个千禧年之后还有个审判。
One judgment for the righteous.
有一个义人的审判。
One judgment for the unrighteous.
还有一个对恶人的审判。
A judgment for the nations.
有些时候对万民万国的审判。
A judgment of the church in heaven during the tribulation.
还有在那个大灾难的时候对教会的审判，很多审判呢。
But is this what the New Testament teaches?
但这是否是新约圣经的教导呢？
It is not.
不，不是的。
The New Testament teaches.
新约教导我们。
That there will be one judgment.
只有一个审判的日子。
At Christ's second coming.
就是在基督再来的那天。
For all men.
所有的人普世性都要受审判。
Resulting in eternal consequences.
结果会带来永恒的后果。
So this is also contrary to two different judgments for believers and non-believers.
好，这样的圣经的教导也跟信徒跟非信徒两个分别开来的审判的教导也是冲突的，也是违背的。
Some teach that
有些人教导呢
，Some teach that there is one judgment for Christians.
哦，基督徒有一种审判。
And their works are judged.
他们的工作会受审判。
To determine how big their bag of rewards will be in heaven.
就决定他们在天上所得的赏赐有多大或多小。
And then there is another judgment for the wicked.
然后还有第二个为恶人所预备的审判。
And their works are judged.
他们的工作也受审判。
To determine how deep their place will be in hell.
决定呢他们会下地狱下到多深，第几层。
But this is not what our passage teaches.
但是这不是圣经的教导哦，其实。
This is not what Paul says.
这也不是保罗说的哦，刚刚说的。
There will be one judgment.
只有一个审判。
And the works determine whether someone is unrighteous and goes to the lake of fire.
他们的行为会决定，要不他们就是不义的人，要下地狱的。要到火湖里的。
Or whether they are righteous and join Christ in the new heavens and new earth.
或者他们是义人，他们的行为是义的，他们就会到天上与主永远同在。
And this is also contrary to the doctrine of premillennialism.
这样的教导也跟前千禧年的观点是违背的。
If all men living and dead are judged at Christ's second coming.
如果所有的人，不论是活人、死人，在基督二次再来的时候，都要受审判的话
，and enter either eternal punishment or eternal life.
要不就进入永生，要不就进入永刑的话
，then the idea that there is an earthly millennium to follow Christ's coming is false.
那么，在基督之后还有一个千禧年的这样的想法呢，其实是错误的。
In my last session on Sunday, I'll say more about this.
礼拜天我们最后一堂课，我会再多说一些有关这个问题。
But let's go on to our fourth characteristic of the final judgment.
好，我们再看看这末日审判的第四个特征。
The final judgment will be impartial.
就是这最后的审判是 公正的，是不偏心的。
The same standard is applied to all.
审判是一视同仁的。
For there is no partiality with God, verse 11 says.
因为十一节说，因为神不偏待人。
Partiality means favoritism.
哦，偏待的意思就是不公正的，不公平，对这个好，对那个轻。
And the Greek word for favoritism literally means to take a person's face.
哦，在希腊文呢、哦。这个偏心的意思就是看人的情面，沾寻情面。
Now that's a strange thing to say, isn't it?
这是一个很奇怪的话哦，对不对
？To take a person's face，
看人的情面，看人的面子，中国人懂。
But let me explain what it means.
让我解释一下什么意思。
Suppose I was giving an exam in a college class.
譬如我在大学里头要接受考试。
And instead of grading the papers of the students according to their works,
如果不是按照我的成绩来给我打分
I say, I like the way Li Da looks, I'll give him an A.
我说哎呀，李达长得挺美的，我给他个 A 吧。
But I don't like the way that JJY looks, I'll give him an F.
你看那个 JJY 那个德行，我看他就不顺眼，给他个 F。
That would be taking a person's face.
这就叫做看人的情面了。
It would be favoritism.
这个叫做偏心了，厚此薄彼了。
It would be partiality.
这就是不公平、不公正了。
And it would not be fair or just.
这个就不公平或者不公义了。
To give people grades according to their faces rather than according to their works.
你按着他们的长相，而不是按着他们的成绩给他们打分，这就是不公义，这就是偏心了。
And God does not take people's faces.
神不偏待人。
But here's a question that comes up.
这里有个问题啊。
Does God show favoritism to the Jews?
哎，神是不是特别优待犹太人呢？
Well, this passage answers that question.
这段经文也回答了这个问题。
Is the Jew first principle partiality with God?
哦，圣经里头先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，这个原则，这个原则对吗
？No.
不。
Look at the text.
看看这段经文怎么说的。
There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil.
将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人。
Of the Jew first, and also of the Greek.
先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who does good.
却将荣耀、尊贵、平安加给一切行善的人。
To the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
又是先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
The Jew's status gives them no immunity to judgment.
哦，犹太人这个特殊地位并不免除神对他们的审判。
There is no automatic salvation for the Jews.
这也不意味着犹太人就自动得救啊。
There's no lighter judgment for the Jews.
或者有比较轻的刑罚？不，没有。
I've heard of foolish Christians who believe that all Jews who have ever lived will be saved.
我听过一个很蠢的基督徒啊，他以为所有活过的犹太人都会得救上天堂。
Well, they should read Romans 2 and pay attention to what it says.
这个人应该好好读罗马书第二章，注意这圣经到底讲什么。
And it's not easier for Jews to be saved than for Greeks.
对犹太人来说，要得救不见得比外邦人或者希利尼人容易一点。不。
And it's not as though their judgment will be lighter.
也不是说对犹太人他们的审判会轻一些。不。
No, in fact, their judgment may be heavier.
不，恰恰相反，犹太人所受的审判也许更重。
The same standards apply to them as to non-Jews.
无论犹太人或非犹太人，都要按照同样的尺度受审判，一样的标准。
And actually, they will be judged more strictly.
而且犹太人要受更重的刑罚。
Luke 12:48 teaches this.
路加十二章四十八节教导我。
Go ahead and read it.
唯有那不知道的做了当受责打的事，就少受责打，因为多给的多给谁，就向谁多取， 多托谁就向谁多要。
Paul teaches in this passage,
这段经文保罗教导我们
that even people who never had a Bible will be judged by God.
就算那些从来没有读过圣经的人也要受神的审判。
He says that they are the law to themselves.
因为他们对他们来说他们自己心里就有律法。
Because the work of the law is written in their hearts.
因为神的律法写在他们的心板上。
So even Gentiles without Bibles will be judged.
所以那些没有圣经的外邦人也要受审判。
People in Africa who have never heard the Bible will be judged.
那些在非洲从来没有听过圣经的人也要受审判。
Indians who never have heard the Bible will be judged.
那些没有听过圣经的印度人也要受审判。
And Chinese who have never heard the Bible or the gospel will be judged.
没有听过福音的中国人也要受审判。
Because the work of the law is written in their hearts.
因为神的律法写在他们的心上。
They know God's law from the way God made them.
他们借着神所造的，怎么创造他们，他们就知道有一个伟大的神存在。
All of us have the work of the law written in our hearts.
我们每个人都有神的律法写在我们的心上。
But Paul says in Romans 2:13 that the Jews will be judged more strictly.
但是在罗马书第二章十三节，保罗告诉我们，犹太人会受更严厉的审判。
Because they not only have God's law in their hearts.
因为他不仅仅有神的律法写在他们的心板上。
They have God's law in their hands.
他们更有神的话语、神的律法写在圣经里，在他们手中。他们知道，他们明白他们主的旨意。
And will be judged more strictly.
他们会受更严厉的审判。
And do you know this?
你明白吗？
That you will be judged more strictly.
你也会受到更严厉的审判。
Because you were here tonight.
因为今天你在这儿听到了福音。
This judgment will also be behavioral.
哦，第五，最后一点，这个审判也是按照个人的行为受审判的。
It's based on people's behavior.
是按照个人的行为。
Their deeds, their works.
他们的行为，他们所做的一切，所言所行都要受审判。
And you see how many times Paul says this in the passage.
你看这段经文，保罗多少次提到这一点。
We are judged according to the deeds we have done. Romans 2:6.
罗马书第二章第六节，我们是按着我们的行为要受报应。
And verse 8, to those who do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, they will be punished.
第八节，唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的人要受审判。
But everyone who does good will be rewarded.
一切行善的人也要受奖赏。
2 Corinthians 5:10 teaches this.
零后第五章第十节也同样的教导我们，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
But there is an objection.
但是有人反对啊。
But the Bible says there are no good men.
但圣经告诉我们，世上没有良善的人，没一个好人啊。
There are no good people.
没有义人啊，一个都没有啊。
Who are these good people that Paul is talking about?
这里保罗说，你行善的是哪一些人啊？保罗讲的是谁啊？
There are no good people.
因为圣经说没有一个义人啊。
Well, in the sense of absolute perfection, that is true.
没错，从完美的角度来说，世上没有一个十全十美的完人，没有。
No one is perfect and pleases God in all that he does.
没有一个人一言一行都完完全全讨神喜悦的，没有。
And the basis of no one's salvation is his perfect works.
我们得救的基础不是他的自己的行为完全，不。
But in another sense, there are good men.
但从另一个角度而言呢，也有一些所谓的比较良善的人。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？
Do you know the Bible says that there are good men?
那圣经也提到这是个好人。
Not hypothetically.
不是假设的。
Not in our imaginations.
不是我们想象的。
But there are really good men in the world.
在世上真有善良的人。
Job 1:1.
约伯记一章一节说到了。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.
在乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯的。
And that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil.
那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Luke 1:6.
路加一章六节
speaks of Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth.
也讲到撒加利亚跟他妻子以利沙伯。
They were real people.
他们是真正的人。
And they were both righteous in the sight of God.
他们两个人在神面前都是义人。
Walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
他们遵行主的一切的诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
Matthew 12:35.
马太十二章三十五节
Where Jesus speaks of the good man bringing out of his good treasure what is good.
耶稣也提到那善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来。
Acts 11:24 speaks of a man like this.
使徒行传第十一章二十四节也提到这么一个人。
It says of one of God's people.
他提到神的一个儿女。
He was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith.
这个巴拿巴原是好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。
And so there are men.
所以
who are made good.
确实有这样子，本来不好，现在被神改好了的人。
Who are made good by the gospel of Christ.
他们是因着福音，信福音而成为良善的人。
And in the language of Paul here in Romans 2,
在罗马书第二章这里保罗所用的言语，
they really do, by perseverance in doing good, seek for glory.
讲到这些人因着信福音成为良善，他们也的确寻求荣耀，并且坚持一直到底的。
And so we cannot avoid the question.
所以我们不能够回避这个问题。
Which am I?
我是哪一种人？善人还是恶人？
Am I a wicked man?
我是一个恶人吗？
Or a wicked woman?
或者一个恶女人呢？
Unchanged from the sin in which I was born.
从我一出生，与生俱来的罪中，我还没有脱离，还没有改变。
Or has God made me a good man?
或者神已经改变我成为一个义人了。
A good woman.
一个良善的女人，一个良善的姊妹。
Through the gospel of Christ.
借着基督的福音，我已经被称义了，而且改变了。
Because there are only two kinds of people at this judgment.
因为到这审判的日子，只有两种人会面对审判。
And that's what I mean by saying that this judgment is dual.
这就是我的意思，双重的审判的意思。
Its result is to separate human beings into two divisions.
这审判的结果就是把人类一分为二，分成两种。
This judgment separates all human beings into the sheep and the goats.
这个审判把所有人类分成山羊跟绵羊。
The righteous and the unrighteous.
就是义人和不义的人。
It draws a great divide down the middle of the human race.
它把所有的人类中间画了一道隔墙。
And sets God's people on one side.
把神的百姓放在一边。
And the Satan's people on the other side.
又把魔鬼撒旦的百姓放在另一边。
Oh, have you ever thought about that day?
你有没有想过那个日子吗？
When you will stand before Christ.
当你站在基督的审判台前。
And will you and you look at Christ?
你会怎么看主呢？
Will you be on the right with his sheep?
你会在他的右边跟他的绵羊在一块呢？
Or on the left with the goats that he tells to depart from him.
还是在左边跟那些他叫他远离他的那些山羊在一块呢？
Some of you ought to go home and think about that.
你们当中有人需要回家好好的思考这个问题啊。
Some of you should go home and have nightmares about that.
你们有些人回家好好做噩梦吧。
On which side will I be when that great day comes?
我到底那一天会站在哪一边呢？
As the whole passage is clear about this,
正如这整段经文讲得非常清楚的。
There are those who persevere in doing good.
有那些凡恒心行善的，寻求荣耀的。
And there are those who do not obey the truth.
还有那些不顺从真理的，结党的。
There is every soul of man who does evil.
还有那些作恶的。
And then there's everyone who does good.
还有那些行善的。
Good and evil, righteous and unrighteous, those are the only two classes at this judgment.
好人、坏人、义人跟不义的人是这个审判的时候唯一的两种人，只有这两种。
But this is different than we might expect, isn't it?
这样的审判跟我们所预想的、所预期的也许不一样，对不对？
Most people do not think that the world is filled with only righteous or unrighteous people.
不认为世上要不就义人，要不就不义的人，黑的白的。
They think there's a great spectrum of people.
他们认为在好人坏人当中还有许多的不同的层次，不同的等级呢。
The very righteous on one side.
这里是义人。
And the very unrighteous on the other side.
很不义的、很坏的人在另外一边，两个极端。
The great saints and Christians over there.
那边是呢，伟大的圣徒、基督徒都在那边。
The rest of us in the middle.
其他呢？我们这些不好不坏的人在当中嘛。
The Hitlers and the Stalins over there.
希特勒啊，史达林啊，都在那头，坏透了啊。
We think of the human race as a great spectrum of people.
我们认为呢，这个整个人类就像一个光谱一样，有黑的、白的，还有灰色的中间地带。
With every degree of righteous and unrighteous.
有不同程度的义跟不同程度的恶。
That's the way people think, isn't it?
这是大多数人的想法，对不对？
They think that the human race, great.Looks like a bell curve.
他们认为呢，这个整个人类就像一个叫什么？
With a few very righteous people.
有一些很少很好的人。
And a few very unrighteous people.
也很少坏到透顶的人。
And the rest of us somehow in the middle.
大多数呢都在这个曲线的当中啊。
So that God has to weigh our good deeds against our bad deeds, and they might almost be equal.
所以神要衡量一下我们的好行为跟坏行为，那这个几乎要平衡了。好一点就进这儿，坏一点去哪儿。
That's the way we think.
这是我们人的想法。
That's the way the people all around you think.
这是大多数我们四周围的人的想法。
But that's not the way Paul thinks.
但这不是保罗的想法。
It's not what the Bible says.
这不是圣经所说的。
Only two kinds of people.
世上只有两种人。
It's very simple.
很简单。
It's very straightforward.
非常直截了当。
It's very clear cut.
是黑白分明的。
It's very separated.
是要不黑就白。
Two kinds of people.
只有这两种。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why only two kinds of people?
为什么只有两种？
Because everyone is defined by their relationship to Christ.
因为每个人或善或恶都在乎他与基督的关系。
But this division of all men in just two kinds, a simple division, suggests something.
这个把人类黑白分明，要不就善，要不就恶，只有两种，暗示一些事情。
The final judgment is about more than simple legal payback.
这最后的审判不仅仅是那个因果报应啊，这样子的审判，不。
Why are there just two such separate groups of people?
为什么只有这两种人呢？
The answer is Christ's redemption.
答案在乎基督的救赎。
The answer is this.
答案是
The answer is that the Bible teaches that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
圣经教导我们并没有分别，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
The Bible teaches that all men are wicked and fall short of God's glory.
圣经教导所有的人都是恶人，天生都亏缺神的荣耀。
Paul will say in the next chapter, there is none who does good.
在下一章里头第三章，保罗讲到没有义人。
There is no one who seeks God.
没有行善的，没有寻求神的。
Well, then how does it come that there are two kinds of people at the final judgment?
那怎么最后到最后的审判有两种人呢？既然没有一个是义人嘛。
Because Christ redeems some of that wicked race.
因为基督救赎了这恶人当中整个人类恶人当中的一些人。
His cross divides the human race.
他的十字架把人类一分为二。
And the division is this.
这个分别是。
There are those who believe in Christ.
有那些信靠基督的人。
And are made good by the gospel.
他们借着福音被神所改变，变成善人。
And there are those who are not.
还有那些人没有改变的。
And remain in their sins.
继续留在自己罪中的。
And so because of Christ's work.
所以因着基督十架的救赎之功。
Because of Christ's redemption.
因为基督的救赎。
There are only two kinds of people at this final judgment.
到了末世审判的时候，世上只有这两种人。
It is Christ's redemption that splits the human race into two.
是基督的救赎之功把人类一分为二。
The two groups in Romans 2 are the saved and the unsaved.
在罗马书第二章讲到这两种人，就是得救的和没有得救的人。
The redeemed and the unredeemed.
那些得蒙救赎的和没有蒙恩得救的人。
But all of this raises in our minds the great question.
好，这一切呢，会叫我们产生一个问题。
The question of salvation by grace and yet judgment by works.
我们得救是靠恩典，那么同时又按着行为受审判。
Aren't these in conflict?
这两者不是矛盾吗？
How can we teach salvation by grace?
我们怎么能够教导是靠恩典得救，白白的恩典礼物。
And yet judgment by works.
同时有一天我们要受按着行为受审判。
This is a great question and a serious question.
这是一个很严肃的而且很大的问题。
Does Paul's teaching about the judgment according to works contradict salvation by grace?
保罗教导靠信心得救跟他按行为受审判的教导是否违背呢？
Over the next three chapters, Paul is going to hammer this point.
罗马书下面的三章，保罗会继续讲到靠恩典得救，唯独信心靠恩典，凭基督。
He's going to say that salvation is by grace alone.
他会告诉我们，唯独凭信心得救。
By Christ alone.
唯独借着基督，只有借着他。
By faith alone.
唯独因信心得救。
Well, Paul, if salvation is by grace alone.
如果得救是靠恩典。
If it's by Christ alone.
如果是唯独凭信心借着基督。
If it's by faith alone.
如果是唯独信心因信称义。
How can you say that judgment is according to works?
那为什么保罗你说要按着行为受审判呢？
The answer,
答案是
is that for the apostle Paul,
对使徒而言呢，
your deeds show your relation to Jesus Christ.
就是一个人的行为显明了他与基督的关系。
Your good deeds don't earn eternal life.
你的好行为不能够赚取永生。
They don't deserve eternal life.
你的好行为不能配得天堂。
But your good deeds show that you belong to Jesus Christ.
但是你的好行为显明了你是真正属基督的。
Our deeds do not merit salvation.
我们的行为不能救我们。
But they reveal if Christ is our Savior.
但却表明了基督是否是我们的救主。
Those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality show that they have trusted Christ.
那些恒心行善、寻求荣耀、寻求尊贵和不能腐朽之福的人，表明了他们的信心，他们是信的。
those in verse 8 who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, so that they have rejected the truth of the gospel.
那些第八节讲的结党不顺从真理的，反顺从不义，也显明了他们拒绝了福音的真理，他们不信，所以才作恶。
And the clear proof of all this is Matthew 25:31-46.
马太25:30-40就是最清楚的证明。
What's the point of the deeds that Christ points out in that passage?
这一段经文，马太25章啊，这些行为啊，饿了、渴了，给他指，为了什么？基督要指出这些行为呢？
We read the passage.
我们已经读了这段经文，对不对？
All those deeds, what are the point? All those good deeds.
那些好行为是指的是什么呢？
Jesus says, if you did it to them, you were doing it to me.
耶稣说，这些事你做在最小的一个人身上，就做在我的身上。
And the lack of those good deeds by the wicked.
如果你没有那些好，饿了不给我吃，渴了不给我喝，你如果缺乏这种行为，就表明你是恶人。
Jesus says, if you didn't do those good deeds to my people, you didn't do them to me.
耶稣说，如果你不行善行在我的百姓身上，你就是没有行在我的身上。
Read Matthew 25:31-46.
好好去读马太25:31-46.
The good deeds show one's relationship to Christ.
你的好行为显明了你是与基督有关系的人。
They don't earn salvation by themselves.
他们不是靠自己的义行来称义的，来得救的，不。
But those good deeds show that someone belongs to Christ.
他们的好行为乃是表明了他们是属基督的，他们是信基督的。
And has a saving relationship to Christ.
他们跟基督有一个救恩的关系。
And that's what Matthew 25:31 says.
这就是马太25:30-46说的。
The deeds pointed out by Jesus there in the final judgment reveal your relation to Christ.
哦，在那审判之日，他们所行的这些善行，基督所指出来的，显明他们与他有关系。
Even in the judgment, however. Our righteousness remains Christ alone, and not our deeds.
甚至在审判我们的行为，我们的义行的时候，我们的义行仍然是唯独是基督的公义，不是我们自己的义行，乃是基督的义加在我们身上。
What earns our salvation, and what deserves our salvation, and what brings us salvation, even in the day of judgment, is Christ alone.
在审判之日，那使我们赢得救恩的，使我们得到救恩的，使我们能够称义的，唯独基督，不是我们自己，乃是他的义。This
is clear from Philippians chapter 3.
从腓立比书第三章，我们可以清楚的看到。I
count all things to be lost.
我看万事作粪土。That
I may gain Christ.
我要得着基督。
And may be found in him.
并且得以在他里面。
Not having a righteousness my own derived from the law.
不是有自己因律法而得的义。
But that which is through faith in Christ.
乃是有信基督的义。
The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
就是因信神而来的义。
When is Paul thinking about when he says, I want to be found in him?
当保罗说，我得以在他里面，他想的是什么？
That I may be found in him.
我可以，我得以在他里面。When? 什么时候？
When does he want to be found in Christ?
保罗要什么时候要在基督里呢？
What day is he thinking of?
他所想到的是哪一天呢？哪个日子？
He's thinking of the day of judgment.
他所想到的是那个审判的日子。
And when he stands in the day of judgment,
当他站在基督的审判台前,
he wants to stand there in Christ alone.
他要在基督里，唯独在基督的义里，侍立在神的审判台前。
So even in the judgment, our righteousness remains Christ alone and not our deeds.
甚至在审判我们的义的时候，仍然是唯独基督的义，并非我们的义。
The Christian's good life does not merit salvation.
基督徒美善的生活不能使他赢得救恩。
But shows that he has been saved by grace.
乃是显明了他是靠恩典得救的。
The unrighteous person's bad life shows that they have not been saved and are still exposed to God's wrath.
反之呢，不义之人败坏的生活也显明了他们没有得救，他们仍在神的愤怒之下。
We are not saved by our good deeds.
我们不能凭自己的义行得救。
But we will not be saved without them.
但得救的人呢，必定会显出他的义行来。
So what should you do?
是你该做什么呢？
If you've been paying attention tonight,
如果今晚你注意听了，
what should you do?
你该做什么呢？
How should you apply what we've been saying?
我们如何应用所学到的这些真理呢？
Don't apply it this way.
不要这么乱用啊。
Don't say to yourself, I must go out and do good deeds.
你不要说，哎呀，我要出去，我要靠我自己行善啊。
Don't say that to yourself.
不要自言自语说，我要靠我的义行。不不不。
Say this to yourself.
你应该这么对自己说。
I must repent of my sins.
我要从我的罪中，我要悔改。
And put my whole faith in Jesus Christ.
我要把我的信心都放在基督身上，唯独他。
And that's how you should apply what we're saying.
这是你应当如何应用所学到的。
And here's another way you should apply what we're saying.
还有另外一个你应当应用所学的方式。
You should say to yourself.
你应该对自己说。
That if I am a Christian.
如果我是个基督徒。
I will see evidence of God working in my life.
我应该看到神在我心中动工的明证证明。
I will not be a perfect man.
当然我没有十全十美。
Or a perfect woman.
或者十全十美的弟兄或是姊妹，我不是。
I will still see much of my remaining sin.
在我身上仍然有残余的罪渣。
But if I am a Christian.
但我若是个真基督徒。
I will see the gospel.
我会看到福音。
And Christ,
耶稣基督
and the Holy Spirit,
圣灵
actually changing my heart and life,
正在改变我的心和我的生命
and making me a good man,
他正在使我成为一个义人
or a good woman,
或是一个良善的姊妹或是弟兄
and if we profess to be Christians,
如果我们自称是基督徒
but we go on living the same wretched, wicked life we always lived,
继续像从前一样我行我素活在罪恶当中的话
Then we need to question whether we are Christians at all
那你要好好扪心自问到底你是不是一个真正的基督徒
So we are not saved by our good deeds
我们不是靠自己的善行得救没错
But we will not be saved without them
但是真正得救的人一定会显出他的善行来
What are the great lessons then?
好，我们从中可以学到什么功课呢？
Judgment according to works does not contradict grace and faith alone for salvation.
好，按行为的审判和得救唯独是本乎恩也因着信，这两者并不矛盾。
Saving grace always changes people's hearts and lives.
得救的恩典，这个恩典也必然会改变得救者的生活和他的心地。
Justification by faith alone is not a legal fiction.
唯独因信称义不是一个法律的虚拟，凭空捏造出来的，不是的。
Justification produces a good new man.
称义一定会产生一个美好的、善良的一个新人、义人。
This shows God's righteousness and salvation by grace.
这显明了神凭恩典拯救人类的公义性，它是公义的。
Judgment according to works shows that one truly saved by grace will live a different kind of life than one who is not.
按行为的审判呢，也显明了一个真正靠恩典得救的人必然活出一个与未蒙恩得救之人不同的生活见证来。
In every case, one's works reveal one's true relation to Christ.
不管你得救与否，你个人的行为都显明了你跟基督的关系。
Judgment according to works destroys the carnal Christian myth.
按着行为审判的这个教义呢，也消灭了属肉体的基督徒的神话。
And then the third lesson is this.
好，第三个功课是
Because Christ is his righteousness,
因为基督是他的义,
a Christian's bad deeds will not be punished in the judgment.
所以审判的时候啊，基督徒的恶行不会受到审判，不会受刑罚的。
Christians are taught to fear that their sins will be exposed in the day of judgment.
然而圣经教导我们在审判的时候，基督徒要惧怕他们的罪恶会曝光啊。
But Christ is our righteousness and judgment.
尽管如此，审判之时，基督仍是我们的公义。
His blood covers our sins now.
他的宝血现在遮盖我们一切的罪。
And his blood will cover our sins then.
那个时候，他的宝血也要遮盖我们的罪。
Of course, the New Testament teaches there are degrees of reward.
当然，新约教导我们，赏赐也有大小程度之分。
But surely you understand that the main thing is not the degree of reward you receive.
然而你明白哦，那个重点呢，不在乎我们要得到什么样的赏赐的程度。
Or even the degree of hell you might come to.
或者你到地狱到哪一层，不是这个重点。
The great thing.
那个重点乃在乎。
The main thing.
最主要的是。
Almost the only thing.
几乎是唯一的重要的事。
Is whether it's heaven or hell.
你到底是进天堂还是下地狱，这是最重要的。
All Christians receive glory, immortality, eternal life, honor, and peace.
所有的真正的基督徒都要承受荣耀、尊贵、永生平安与不能腐朽之福、朽坏之福。
Their sins are not exposed because they are found in Christ and have His righteousness.
不会曝光，因为他们在基督里，并且拥有基督的义。
Let's sing together.
让我们唱这首诗歌。